Out of this earth. Anyway, hey, this is Saki Bamagogo, Radio CNP exclusive Saki Bamagogo. My name's Mal, with me as always.
Promi.
And with me as always, Destructo the Cat.
Yes, sleeping, recorded before a live feline audience.
Sleeping gently.
Semi-live.
On our Godzilla carpet, going, I
lethargic
love
female, our feline audience.
look at him, belly
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
That cat is hilarious.
You can tell he's afraid for his life right now.
Yes. Half the time I turn around and he is literally like he's laying with his belly up in the air, like, you can pet my belly now. And I always rub him, and he's like, oh, yeah. He just hunkers in and goes to sleep. You know, you're like, all right, whatever. So, what do we got going on? I'm trying to think of some stuff.
You had a topic.
Yes, I did. Oh, and this, I'm worried because I've more and more, see, now, this is exactly to prove my point. I'm slipping into a world. That
oh yes, like, I remember the topic now.
I talk more and more about pinball because I'm slowly like going too far.
You're becoming one of them.
Yeah, that's and I was like, I wanted to talk.
Well, you just got your second machine, and you're already talking about the third one. You're lining up.
Well, the first one's going to probably be leaving to get the third one,
and that's so hard. You know, like you 10 years ago. I couldn't imagine having this conversation.
Yeah, but the reality is reality.
I was pretty sure you like in your last will and testament, it was to gut that thing
and put
your body
it.
In it. Yeah, nail a board to the top of it over and the glass. And,
just push it into the sarcophagus. Yeah, you know, exactly. Like with all the other possessions and a couple of cats. No, that was I more and more I've been like I liked pinball. I've always played pinball and arcade machines and arcade video games. Video games, home consoles. But I was never really, like, crazy man about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't deep dive in anything because it's a double-edged sword.
Too bad we don't have that theremin hooked up because this was a great moment for our sound effect when you said crazy, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, but I have been listening to podcasts and I've been seeking out other information to, like, stay a little bit more informed about the world of pinball. The world of pinball has changed quite a bit. It used to just be a thing, but now it's kind of become a collector hobbyist market and location-based. People buy... The reality of it is pinball machines were supposed to just be bought by people that put them out on routes, and they got routed to hell. They made money.
They were the arcade machines. Yeah. Excuse me. They were arcade machines.
Yeah. And you routed the hell out of them, and then you pushed them into a dumpster or sold them to somebody, and it was a basket case because it was a beat to hell.
Yeah.
That's transitioned into some of that and some people like me that buy these things and buy it brand new and they put it in their house and they have a row of them. Some people have a lot of them. Some people have collections that are worth more than what I'll make in my entire life, you know.
And space is built just to hold them.
Exactly. Now that's, hey, whatever. I'm not here. I'm not judging that at all. I'm worried a little bit.
You're
about...
You're a little bit envious of them right at the moment.
Oh, that one guy that I went to at Palm Harbor when I went into his house, the bottom floor of his house, this guy was obviously very rich, was machines that new were 8,000, and then the mods and the stuff that he put on them were another probably 5 to 10. Every machine that was sitting there was like...
It had like the anti-reflective glass and the...
Everything. Powder-coated legs, powder-coated armor, like all the mods. And they were the most gorgeous example of that machine in the United States, in the world probably. And I'm like, wow, he's a serious guy. He's a serious collector, you know.
Yeah.
And he plays them so... And I don't care. I'm not judging any of that stuff. I worry about, as I learn more and listen more... You get your brain twists a little bit too much. Like, if you know too much about something, then you know what you're not supposed to like. Then you start listening to what people are telling you about things. And there's a very nice thing to be naive and just like something because you like it.
Yep.
And
that's how it is with everything in life. You know, it's like food kind of goes by the same token. You know, like when you, like if you start delving into slightly gourmet cooking and it's like suddenly powdered herbs are off the menu, you know, like.
You're like, how dare you sell my plate.
That's not fresh basil. I, you know, you know, or like garlic. Wait a minute, did this come from a jar?
Yeah.
You know,
like, when this fresh pressed,
you're
like,
and the, no. The problem is that once you get a feel for or a taste for or an understanding of at a certain level, then everything that seemed perfectly fine to you is now crap. And it's like so hard to go back.
Yeah.
And I think that's like every aspect of life, though.
That is. You could be the Harley guy.
Yeah.
And you, everything in your wardrobe is orange and black. And and everything in the whole, in your, the only thing you see is Harley's. And if it's not a Harley, you might as well go kill yourself.
It's like someone for Christmas gets you something that they that came off of you know, Alibaba or whatever, and isn't an actual authentic, but it says Harley on it, and like they're no longer your friend because you know, and how dare they?
It's tough. It's a fine line. We're gonna play some music, and then we'll come back. We'll continue discussing where do you draw the line in this insanity that we call life.
Hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico! I believe in this wonderful world.
You an artist or something?
Yeah.
You do paintings or?
Yeah, paintings.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
What do you paint mostly?
I don't know, just people and fruit and shit.
All right, that was Fifi and the Mach 3s from the He Hit Me CD. I played Can't Stop Wantin' Me, Shock Trooper, and Cherry Bomb. Gosh, I hope he did. I hope he doesn't hit her. That's sad. Fifi, good radio right here in the Mach 3s. So anyway, yeah, we were talking about like knowing where to draw the line before you slip into the insanity. I've always talked about anime being that way. I like anime, but I don't want to be an anime guy. That's not a good place to be in life.
Anime guys in Japan though? I mean, just normal, though? I mean, what I'm saying, though, is are they psycho about it, or is it just like...
No, they're, okay. they're just like they are here, psycho, except they have more access to it.
Yeah.
That's
why I thought perhaps it was a more normal thing over there.
No. It's all the same. But you don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Like, I like the art form. I love watching a lot of the movies I really like, Ghost in the Shell. You know, some of that stuff that came out, I was like, yeah, Akira's an awesome movie. That's like a classic, awesome movie. But my God, I don't want a black trench coat. I don't want to be that guy. You know, I mean, like those guys. I don't want to be that. That's the last thing I would need in life is to be that. I have enough problems. You know, it's just. But you know, because then you start arguing with, like you said, you argue with people about something, and you're like,
well, it's like comic books. I brought that up. A medium that was designed to entertain preteen boys, and now you have adults arguing nonstop online about the meaning of something that honestly the creators probably didn't put that much thought into.
He's like, yeah, I got done smoking a joint, and then I drew Spider-Man fighting a black Spider-Man, and we'll call him Venom. Okay, whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
What's the backstory? Who cares? You know, but then, just like what you're saying, it's not that they didn't like the art form, they cared about their stories, but they're just stories.
And some of them, obviously, you know, like the Watchmen. I mean, there's stuff that was done as art that wasn't produced as mass media pulp stuff that was designed to have higher concepts, just like movies, just like books, everything else. There's different levels of it, but you see people arguing about the stuff that's the base level stuff, what you would call perhaps entry level, or again, the stuff that was really written to be read by preteens at the time.
Or look at how, and well, now it's super fashionable to just jump on everything.
Yeah.
See, that's the mistake I made, was doing the podcast. But now I'm listening to people. And when you listen to people, you listen to their opinions. And when you listen to people's opinions, you start going, yeah, you're right. That is a horrible thing. You're like, why do I care about it? Like, you know, if you step back and like think about it, you're like, why would I possibly care about what somebody thinks about some machine that they don't like?
Yeah, because stainless steel really is as good as brass. Really? What? One just costs more at the hardware store.
Yep.
So who cares if that part, yeah.
Well, but then you fall into some stuff like, you know, everyone's like, well, you don't use the stock pinballs that come with the machines because they're the cheapest ones. You buy new ones. You know, I just ordered new pinballs to replace for these because I had to.
What's the difference?
I will tell you this. I bought into this one because there is some validity. What's on that field? The pinball is what will chew up
the play field. Right, you can get dust or dirt on the ball.
Or if it's got nicked an imperfection. Or, you know. So if you buy a nicer one, the mirror finish is better. They're polished out, is stronger. Technically, it's better for the machine. I don't know if I buy it. You know the abuse those things go through. You know they're made. Those things are the highest carbon things. I mean, they're incredible. Like a pinball is made to just hit metal and not wreck.
Right.
They do get marked up. They do get banged up. So you have to replace them often. You know, then they always have ceramic ones, and they have all those specialty ones, but I'm not doing that, you know, just...
Seriously, you're not going to go ceramic?
No, I'm not going to do that, but who cares? And it's just one of those things, you know...
I'm surprised they don't have a watermelon pinball or a cantaloupe pinball for that machine.
Yeah, really. They'll come up with something. But it's just, you know, but I do love, like, as I expressed, I love learning more. I love hearing, like, what companies are doing what or how things... You know, different shows, different tournaments, some of the drama that happens here and there. I guess there's some guy who's a real jerk that got kicked out of a tournament for being like himself, you know. Humans love those. Love that story. You can't look away from a disaster. You're like, ooh, I can't wait to hear what this idiot did this time, you know. And you're like, And then the podcast I'm listening to, initially it was two guys, and they're pretty good to listen to. Family friendly, kind of just talked about stuff. And then the one guy said, I don't really like pinball anymore. I'm done with this. So he got a family. He has twins. Things in life changed, and he's found himself not being in that
priorities
world.
Priorities have changed.
Of course. So he stepped out, and now the co-host is now some lady who's like very conscious of feminine power, female power, like... Feminazi, I guess, or something like that. Like, you know, like
on a pinball podcast, huh?
Yes. And and also every sentence sounds like it ends as a question. So when you talk about this, you're talking about like voices. This.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. I should probably step away from this one. There's 900 other ones, so it doesn't really
that
matter.
Sounds like the wrong person for that subject matter. But
yeah. But hey, whatever. She's a tournament player and stuff like that. So there is validity. She can play pinball.
She is into it. I mean,
yeah. Okay. That's the thing. You're like, well, she's into it and who cares? But as I listen more and more, I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna listen to this anyone anymore. This is kind of grating on me, you know.
You should call in and ask her what her thoughts are on on Wonelli.
Oh no, it was discussed.
Oh yeah.
With great indignity. It's, how dare they? They are taking a step backwards in the female. I don't know. It's hard for me to, as a, you know, just a standard, just a regular guy. I don't really think of men power or woman power.
See, the thing about that one is that honestly, I can understand why a woman wouldn't like that machine, but at the same time, it seems more like an eye roll than a I'm going to take a stand on. But just kind of like a, are you serious? That's ridiculous. That is, you know, like that seems like that. If I were a female, that would be my response to it. More so, I like, you know what I mean? Because
I would think of it as a joke, as for joke of the absurd.
Yeah,
like it's obvious. No one looks at it and goes, that was a very serious thing they were doing there. Like,
right.
it's not, you know, I don't know. No one,
but I just mean like I like dad jokes and you know, nobody else in the world does.
Right.
And I get an eye roll every time I say one. But you know, and to me that's falls into that kind of category where it's like,
and we talked about it a couple of last shows ago about like lowbrow art.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, said some of that stuff. I love it. I love it. I don't see it as degrading or I don't see that pinball machine as degrading towards women.
I mean,
I don't know. It's on a freaking crate. It's on a fake crate, like a hillbilly thing. It's like, I don't see hillbillies forming a line to protest against it. Like, it's just one of those things you're like, I don't know, man. Maybe sometimes things are just a joke. And that's okay, too, to just laugh at something.
Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
Exactly. Sometimes music's just music. Here is some for your butt.
You gotta give me a ride. I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
Bottom. I'm looking for Ray Finkel. And a clean pair of shorts.
All right, that was, of course, our friends Asfort from their album Complete Asfortery.
Thumbs up.
I played Five Knuckle Shuffle, Pretender, and Scrag. Yes. Listen for Asfort early and often from Complete Asfortery. I love it. That's why I play it, because it's hilarious. I guess that's it. That's all I really had about that one. It was just one of those things where I always am very cautious of that, because sometimes you can get so deep into something and you just...
Yeah, definitely. And then at some point you look back on it and it's like, what I originally even liked about this is now gone.
Yeah.
You know, and what's there now might be better or it might be okay, but maybe it's not, you know?
It's not. Because now you don't walk up to something with those, like, just for enjoyment. You don't just like something.
Yeah.
Now you're thinking of all the crap and all the nitpicking about stuff. Because that's I'm noticing that most of all, is that everything is degraded to nitpicking and fighting.
Yep.
And arguing and calling people out about stuff this guy's running a business, man. Stern isn't there to make pinball machines for everyone to love. He's got to keep the damn lights on and he's got to keep the machines rolling. And if you don't like it, well, sorry.
Don't buy that one.
He has to get the cheapest parts because he has to make money.
Right.
And you hear people talking, you hear people, the questions they ask him on, you know, when they're going out and stuff, and you're just like, what are you talking about, dude? What?
That's the fanboy perspective, you know?
I know.
But that exists everywhere, is people don't understand why things are the way they are. And it's like, well, because for you, you're the audience. You're the person who wants it. You're the person who's paying to experience it. You don't understand, though, how many of you I need. And I can't just have people who are, you know, neck deep in it like you. I have to have casual people. I have to have these, you know, like I have to be able to bring in enough to make money. And the more I do, the more involved, the more complex it gets, the more expensive it gets. Therefore, the less specialized to you it's probably going to be.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Stern, every time you hear Stern talk, he's talking about it can't be machines in people's basements. That's not going to keep it alive.
Yeah.
If we want this thread to remain a thing in our culture, it's got to be out there on location. It has to be at bars. It has to be at barcades and pizza places and stuff.
Because if it's not where new people can start experiencing it, there's going to be fewer and fewer basements.
And it can't be $2 a play.
Yeah.
You know, that's the other thing they're talking about, $2 a play, and you're like, $2 a play? That's not, that can't be a thing.
No.
No way, you know. So, I don't know, it's interesting. We've talked about it with that Star Wars and the people versus George Lucas, and, you know, you saw both sides of it, because, I mean, I personally thought Lucas kind of lost his mind, but
yeah. Of
course he did. Anyone that becomes super famous loses their mind because they're in their own little bubble, protected by their own people that go, yep, that's a great idea, even when it's terrible.
Yep.
And you go, yeah, well.
And you know what? He did the best thing he could have with that, which was give it to somebody else. And
thank
you
God know what? He did.
Those people still aren't happy.
I was thankful every moment when he punted it, because I thought they'd been great.
And he may not be happy with where it's going now, but I guarantee you he probably added another 5 to 10 years to his life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I now, do you know why they're saying they don't like this last one? What was the people complaining about?
I didn't even
read it, because they were like, somebody started a kick fund to redo it. And I'm like, redo what? Redo a movie?
No, about, you know, like like going for a liberal agenda, how all the new movies are more racially diverse.
Oh, yeah, because that's a bad thing. what the hell?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest, like in the most recent movie, I didn't really like the Princess Leia the Star Angel stuff. There were certain things and the weird kind of love story with the mechanic girl and the Finn guy seemed a little weird and forced. Like the whole thing with them on the casino planet seemed a little weird and a little forced. But you know what? There's something like that in all of them. I mean, they're not perfect, and
it can't be just a nothing. It can't be just running around doing stuff in a Star Cruiser. Like,
yeah.
Okay, you know.
And at the end of the day, I think this kind of goes back to our discussion about that line, you know? Like, once you cross it and you start seeing it for something other than what it's really supposed to be, then your expectations become unrealistic.
Yeah. And it seems the more, like Terminator is one. Now I'm probably one of the biggest Terminator fans out there. Well, no, there's people that have the skeletons and stuff. I mean, I like it a lot. I've always, I love that franchise. The last two or three have been like, oh, what are we doing here? I still watch them, and I still kind of enjoy them, but I don't know why they went a certain way that they did. And, but I'm still putting my money down, and I'm still buying them. I still I still enjoy them. I don't really nitpick them too much.
Well, it's kind of like, it feels like they're floundering around. Like, they don't know exactly how to push it forward or to reboot it or to whatever they're trying to do. Like,
what
they,
are you going to do?
They can't make up their mind. You know, there was the Lara Croft Chronicles or whatever, which I actually liked. And which seemed like it would have played out. It was a show.
Sarah Connor.
Sorry, not
Lara. I was like, Lara Croft Chronicles.
No, sorry, wrong weird franchise, but really wrong franchise.
And but, really weird. Yeah. Both of them. Doesn't matter.
But the show was great. I actually liked, and it got, but Fox, it was on Fox, which is why it didn't last, because they take anything that seems like it's doing well and then try to put it in competition with like American Idol or whatever else is on it.
How can we destroy this seemingly wonderful thing we have?
And the funny thing about that one is they killed it off right as the next movie was coming out. The one that took place in the future
Sega Genesis?
Yeah. Yeah. Which seemed like really awkward timing to be killing the movie, because there was sort of a tie-in or the show. There seemed like there was a tie-in kind of built into the show that was going to address that, and then they just dead-ended that. But it feels like they just don't know, like they recognize they that they can't, that like they got to move away from Arnold at some point. They know that, and it's like it seems like every once in a while they think of a way to try to doing that, but then they get scared and exactly. You know,
and but even with these last two, you know, like, okay, whatever, I never once got on a forum and said anything about it. I was like, well, it wasn't great, but it was still Turner, so
yeah,
I don't care. And that's where I like to be. Even if I don't like something, I just shrug and don't watch it again. Or yeah. I watch it a second time and go, yeah, I was right the first time, this is terrible. And I just don't watch, I never talk or watch it again. And that's like kind of the natural progression in my life. Like, if I buy a CD and I play it and I hate it, and I was like, oh, you got me. And I just throw it in the garbage or don't listen to it ever again, you know. Or it's the greatest thing ever, and I listen to it over and over. You know,
yeah.
I think that should be the way we are, but we're not. Yeah. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm missing something, because people do talk about stuff and expound and count point counterpoint. That's always been a human nature thing. I just never engaged that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, and with the Terminator thing, I think two backed them into a corner when it came to making future ones, not just because of the quality of it, of what it was, and the fact that it still holds up, and the fact that the visual effects in it for the time that it was made were just off the charts.
Two was better than one, and I loved one.
Yeah, two is obviously the best of all of them. But the thing I think they backed themselves into the corner with, though, was the new bad guy. Because then it was like, well, how do we top that? And then it's like, well, okay, we'll have one that's a hybrid that's like that, but also mechanical. And it's like, no, that's not an improvement. That's actually a downgrade.
Exactly. And Liquid Face, dude, would beat that every day of the week. You know.
And I think where they made the mistake was thinking that everything had to become more going forward. Where really, story-wise, there's no reason for that, because you're dealing with something that takes place in the future, affecting the past, which means that anything could come back. It doesn't have to be the latest and greatest every single time around. It could be an army of T-1000s, or, you know, it
doesn't
could be
matter.
Two or three of them instead of just one. You know, and like one of them could be a liquidy one. There could be one mechanic. You know, there's a number of ways they could do that. And instead, it was just like, okay, well, how do we make this one seem more dangerous than the last one? And it's like,
well, give her boobs. And you're like, I don't know if that's going to work, dude. But whatever.
And it didn't. But
I just hope that they wrap the whole series up and I can actually see John Connor be this great leader. I hear about it every movie, but he's a whiny loser every movie, or he's.
Or he's a Terminator himself.
I'm starting to think they're kind of stretching that he was the one that won the war. Yeah. I don't believe it. I'm gonna pony up or shut up. It's been six movies or whatever. All right, here's music that is not Terminator-based.
You cracked a waitress in the face while attempting to steal a blind man's cane.
Your Honor, we're not even sure how blind this man really is.
Thank you. are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
I played that one, Lulu Finn the Woohoo. I just found out that they're going to have a release. They're releasing a 45 through High Tide Records. A lot of surf stuff on there. But they're only... September 14th is the digital download. And I was like, well, when's the 45 come out? And they're like, spring. And I was like, aw, spring? That's no good. But whatever, music's music. I will, of course, buy it because I support the bands that I love. And Lulu Finn the Woohoo is just one of those surf acts that's very, very unique and cool, and I dig them.
You know, and that kind of goes into what we were talking about in the last show, too, and like the Blu-ray releases and how the studios get you to buy.
Yeah.
After seeing, you know, and it's sort of the same thing there. Like, you know, you think about it, 30 or 40 years ago, you know, there would have been no, okay, we're going to release this the digital version, and then, you know, half a year later, we'll put out the vinyl. Like, nobody was going, okay, so the 8-track's coming out today, and then the LP will be out next year. Nope. Like, okay, dude, if you don't have the LP out on day one, everybody's buying 8-track. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, exactly. Just hang it up. Because there was no completist mindset back then. Like, you had to have it at every, like, I'm going to get the 8mm, you know. No.
Yeah.
The real version along with the, you know, nobody did that. You
know? I know. I fight that. I did that with the 5/6/7/8, and it was kind of fun because it was very challenging, but I got them.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do that again. Like, that kind of gets in that world where you're like, this is too much. Like, why am I supporting this system of owning every color variation, owning everything? Like I said, I don't mind that I did it, but I don't want to do it again with anything else.
It feels like they're capitalizing on our natural tendencies to OCD on things.
Yeah.
Like,
and I, you know, it's just tough. I did, when you said that about the digital downloads, it made me laugh. I love Scary Movie, that the spoof.
The franchise?
Yeah. The first one. Yeah, anyway. And there's one called Super Fast,
mm-hmm.
which is a spoof on the Fast and Furiouses. I've watched it like 4 times. It's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. They're totally just making fun of the Fast and Furious franchise, and they do it well. Spoof movies are kind of hit and miss.
Yeah.
I've always liked the spoof movies, but the Scary Movie, I have trouble finding them. So I actually bought it. Bought a Blu-ray, has the 3 movies on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I bought it online. Now, online, when you get it at Walmart.com, that was the cheapest place. $14.99 for 3 movies. I was like, I'm doing it. It also comes with a digital copy.
Right.
But it's some voodoo. It's something I've never heard of before. And then I'm looking at it.
That's owned by Walmart, by the way.
And then I'm looking at it and I was like, well, I can't get it on my... The only way to put it on my TV is through like a Anytime Movies, which handles your digital stuff. And I'm like, no, nope, no. I'm not having things fighting for dominance of my TV the way it does for my phone, the way it does for
my
computer. I'm
surprised I don't have a Vudu app for the Samsung TVs.
When you do it, it launches Anytime Movies, which is a service that like gets all your digital stuff together. Mm. I was like, I'm not doing it. And I just said to hell with it. So I'm going to wait till Thursday. I guess next weekend I'll watch the Scary Movie franchise. I was, we expect everything right now. So I was like, oh, I should download it and I'll watch it. I'll put it on a thumb drive and watch it. I was like, that's not the way that works either.
Nope.
Has to be through their service. Otherwise you ain't getting that.
Yeah. It's a streaming thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause then technically I would be stealing it. I could hand it to you and watch it. Anyone can watch it, you know? Those are stupid movies, but they're so funny. Oh my God. They're so stupid. I love them. And that's, it's just one of those guilty pleasures, I guess. A lot of people don't like that kind of dumbness, but I think it's, they're great. All right, let's go. One more music break. Let's do the 5/6/7/8.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
International copyright laws, it's not.
Then we should run like it is, Godzilla!
though it isn't.
All right, that was, of course, the 5678s. I played their, this is their most recent release, most recent CD, Tanuki Goten. I don't know. Sorry, everyone. I played Mothra, Ki-I Shout, and Great Balls of Fire.
A personal favorite of mine.
Yes. Great Balls of Fire?
Yeah.
The original one?
Well, theirs.
Oh, sure. Why not?
It's funny the things that apparently don't work in Japanese when you listen to that. The parts that she sings in English.
Yeah, I love it. Broken English is awesome when it's screamed in your head. Yeah. As we know from The Bat, when they're screaming stuff, that's like, that's my favorite one.
Is there any broken English in that one?
You're like, it's all broken. And I love it. It's the most broken awesomeness I've ever heard.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. I always love that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I don't really have a whole lot else to go over. I think we've dealt into all that stuff as much as we can. What else you got going on? Do you have anything?
Not a whole heck of a lot. No, honestly. My kid's back in school, getting back into a regular pattern.
Yeah, you hope.
He's right. Hating it, of course, but you know, I don't know any child that likes school.
Got some bad news for you, kid.
Yeah.
This is the easiest part of your life.
I try. You know, I've come to the conclusion you can't really have that conversation, because I've actually tried. And it's like, I don't exactly want to crush a six-year-old spirit. But at the same time, you know, like, without getting into details that no six-year-old should understand, you can't really explain it in a way that's going to resonate that.
Well, and plus, kids don't have that capacity. Yeah. I'm not saying they're dumb. They just don't. That's living a life and then trying to express some of the stuff.
We all say, through. I wish I knew then what I know now. And I, you know, if only you would listen, your life would be so much easier. That's every generation says that to the one that comes out.
And our tiny every little brains don't comprehend.
We all ignore it because it takes another 30 or 40 years for us to see.
Yep. Oh yeah. I wish I would have listened to my dad. He was right about a lot of stuff, but I didn't listen because I was just a jerky kid.
Yeah, and he didn't listen to his, you know?
Nope. Yeah, exactly. You know.
That's how it works. So there's certain things in life that only come from experience. And unfortunately, sometimes you can't see your mistakes until you're way on the other side of them.
Skid knees, and boy, that was a mistake. And that's the way life goes. I don't know. I never really try not to dwell on stuff that I screw up, because obviously, like I said, we all screw stuff up. You just try and learn from it, or you hope you learn from it, but I don't know, that's not always possible either.
And this is Therapy Hour with Mao and Pro.
Yeah, and the listeners are dropping off in a second.
What a bizarre way for us to end out the show with kind of like a philosophical talk about life.
Yes.
But seriously though, it's a weird thing to look back on.
What grade is your kid in now? One.
He's in first, yeah.
First, okay. Whew. Man, and you know, I'm always amazed at how much kids like do now. I mean,
oh yeah, he had homework every night in kindergarten.
We didn't have nothing.
Kindergarten homework.
You're like, what? We had nothing. I don't even think we had anything till like third or fourth grade. They would start saying, read this chapter, and he'd whine about it. Okay, in the next 3 weeks, read this chapter, and you wouldn't anyway. You know, like, it was just like, I don't remember it being like that, but also I was just small school, small town. Maybe it's way different.
You know, the other thing too is he's in a fundamental school, which is a little different because there's a higher and there's a higher importance put on the actual academic, you know, end of it. So it's hard to say, but I think it's kind of that way across the board. It's like it's become so competitive now.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there wasn't much competition in Peters Elementary School in Slagen. All right. That's it for this week. My name's Matt, with me as always.
From me.
And we'll give that kid our best wishes, and maybe he'll make it to second grade with high honors.
Hopefully.
And you'll get that sticker for your car.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next week, everyone.